The Val Raven is running this morning at Cedar Point, and all media types have gone out there to test their, what, mettle, their bravery,
yeah,
their news reporting abilities. From our sister station WLKR, we have Scott Truxell on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you today?
Scott, we're doing well. Have you been up on the ride yet?
I have been on the ride yet. Made it up shortly after 6 o'clock this morning.
How would you describe it?
The short version is, wow, it's great. It is unlike any other coaster that they have at this park, in a sense. It's, I mean, if you take the best from each roller coaster and put it together, I guess you could say you could roll it into one big coaster like Val Raven, but it's uniquely different, we'll say that.
Explain your seating. How are you seated, and how are you going through the ride?
Well, it's a little different, too. There's only 3 rows of cars, and they seat 8 across. It's floorless. They have the thing that comes down and locks you in. So it's wide. It's a wider ride, no doubt about that. They say they're going to be able to accommodate 1,200 riders per hour, but the floorless trains, and they don't waste any time. You get moving. As soon as you leave the platform, you're on the move, and the first hill is gigantic. And we'll say this, when you get to the end of the first hill, it levels off, and you get to the first dip, and you hang there for a little while, looking at nothing but the ground. You don't know when it's going to drop out, and then it does drop out, and the fun continues. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't ridden it yet, but that first dip, that's only the beginning.
And this is over the footprint of what previous ride now? This was the Mantis, or the one that they tore down and put up, right?
Well, this is, they relocated some rides. They had the bumper cars in this area. I think the Wildcat was here. It's right next to the Blue Streak, actually. But what they really did was tear down the giant theater that they had here, the big IMAX theater. That is gone now. Okay. And again, they relocated some rides. So it's actually not too far from the front of the park.
Now, when I'm looking for a ride at Cedar Point, I always look for a color. So I head to the blue ride or the what color would you was this ride?
No, this is blue and orange all the way. You can't miss it.
And it's called Val Raven. I understand they've got beer and ice cream associated with this. Have you had a chance to see any of that there?
Oh, trust me. We inquired about that this morning. The beer, no. They would not. They wouldn't let us sample that this morning. The ice cream, they may get out. It's a sea salt caramel truffle kind of ice cream. That's delicious. But they have all sorts of Val Raven-themed foods that they're debuting this year. But, no, the adult beverages, sadly, we didn't get the sample this morning.
Now, they say this is the longest, the tallest, fastest, and longest. Does it take longer, or does it go faster, and because of that, you're done as quick as any other ride?
Oh, it's a long ride. There's no doubt about that. And the longest and the fastest, that's right. But the actual ride itself is about 3.5 minutes, which in coaster time, that's long. Because a lot, like Top Thrill Dragster here, goes like 12 seconds. But this thing goes something like 3 minutes and 23 seconds.
Did you just say 3 minutes and almost 3.5 minutes of this ride?
Yes. Yes.
See, Bruce,
twisting and turning and dropping and climbing and so on, you are all over the place.
Okay, how much screaming did you do, Scott, or what was the...
not too much screaming, but it's a lot of people around me screamed. It's really a fun ride. I think Cedar Point hit a home run with this one.
Again, it's called Val Raven. It's the tallest, fastest, and longest dive coaster. It's at Cedar Point. And Cedar Point opens up this weekend, so I guess the grounds are ready to go for another exciting season of rides and amusement for the folks coming to Sandusky.
Yes, indeed, and hopefully we'll have nice weather this weekend.
That's good. Scott Truxell from our sister station WLKR, thanks for sharing a bit of your morning this morning and your experience on Val Raven. Appreciate it.